Devona, yah betemem veshvadaya bekshedi. Hitamitro naraja. Purahasada sharma sadona vira anavadya.
Above the cherished head of Satyavan, she saw not now fate's dark and lethal hold. A golden circle around a mystic sun disclosed to her newborn predicting sight the cyclic rondure of a sovereign light.
Mitro Naraja Purahasada Sharma Sadona Vira Anavadya Pati Jushti Vanani. Thank you.
once as he sat in deep felicitous mood, an abyss yawned suddenly beneath her heart. A formless dread with shapeless, endless wing, filling the universe with its dangerous breath. A denser darkness than the night could bear enveloped the heavens and possessed the earth. the heights, a greater voice came down. The word that touches the heart and finds the soul. The voice of light after the voice of night. Oh, soul, bear not thy kingdom to the soul, that all in thee may reach its absolute. God must be born on earth and be as man, that man, being human, may go even as God. Cast off thy mind, step back from form and name, annul thyself, that only God may be. Thus spoke the mighty and uplifting voice, and Savitri heard. She bowed her head and mused, plunging her deep regard into herself. In her soul's privacy, in the silent night. her body's thoughts climbed from her conscious limbs and carried their yearnings to its mystic realm, where nature's murmurs meet the ineffable.
Thank you.
only sometimes small thoughts arose and fell, like quiet waves upon a silent sea, or ripples passing over a lonely pool, when a starry stone disturbs its dreaming rest. Then all grew still, nothing moved anymore, immobile, self-wrapped, timeless, solitary, a silent spirit pervaded silence.
Space.
Nobody afraid, no one another, a vanished vestige like a violet trace, a faint record merely of a self now past. She was a point in the unknown.
Adhana Ariyana Vishuru